You're listening to SBS News.
Military trucks shattered the silence on the streets of Bergamo, the town in the centre of the Italian coronavirus outbreak. Troops have been called in to transport the bodies of those who have died in the town, and the local cemetery is unable to keep up with the rate of new deaths. Medical workers across the Lombardy region are the foot soldiers in this battle. Dr. Romano Paolucci was drafted out of retirement to help care for the sick in Cremona.
I would say that we are at the end of our strength. This is a small hospital and we are taking in a lot of people. I would say the capacity is finished. We do not have sufficient resources and especially staff, because apart from everything else, now the staff are beginning to get sick.
Most of the patients struggle against the disease without the comfort of their loved ones. 60-year-old Alessandro Madenzoli has been in intensive care for 2 weeks in the province of Brescia. Doctors there set up a video call between him and his family to raise his spirits.
It was something exciting to see my brother with his eyes shining. My wife and my three children gave me strength from far away. You look at their faces and you understand it is a joy for them to see you still hanging in there and hope you can still make it, which cannot be taken for granted.
The number of coronavirus deaths in Italy has now surpassed that of China, where the disease originated. And with no sign yet the disease's progress is abating, countries across Europe are looking at extending their lockdowns. The United Kingdom currently has a steeper mortality rate than Italy, and temporary morgues are being set up across the country. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the social distancing measures and increased testing could see the virus under control in less than 3 months.
I do think, looking at it all, that we can turn the tide within the next 12 weeks, and I'm absolutely confident that we can send a coronavirus packing in this country, but only if we take the steps.
20,000 military personnel have been put on standby and dozens of London train stations have been closed. The Queen has been moved to Windsor Castle along with her husband. The 93-year-old monarch issued a statement of solidarity to the nation.
At times such as these, I'm reminded that our nation's history has been forged by people and communities coming together to work as one, concentrating our combined efforts with a focus on the common goal.
Iran's death toll continues to climb, with the health ministry saying COVID-19 kills one person every 10 minutes. Countries across Africa are preparing for an influx of cases. South Africa announcing plans to construct a fence along its border with Zimbabwe to prevent illegal immigrants who could be carrying the virus from entering the country. In South America, Brazil's tourist hotspot Rio de Janeiro has reported its first two coronavirus deaths. In Southeast Asia, the Red Cross has warned Indonesia to prepare for the worst. Indonesia now has more than 300 cases. President Joko Widodo is calling for screening to be increased, ordering hundreds of thousands of test kits. In the United States, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio issued a plea for government aid as fatalities in the city rose to 22, double the previous day. He says the city's hospitals need a massive boost in supplies, including around 50 million surgical masks and at least 15,000 ventilators.
Here in New York City, we are 2 weeks or 3 weeks away from running out of the supplies we need most for our hospitals. The only way those supplies can be provided in time is through the full mobilization of the United States military. At this point, there's never been a greater no-brainer in the history of the Republic.
The US State Department has now issued an unprecedented warning to its citizens, telling Americans at home and abroad to avoid any international travel due to the global impact of COVID-19. California has issued a stay-at-home order for all 40 million residents, closing down non-essential services and placing the state in lockdown. Naveen Razik, SBS News.